You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and
Mormons. What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for A Noise here with your host, Luke Mead, as it is every Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, atop of the gorgeous Student Union building. Turned out to be quite a nice day, actually, and which kind of altered my game plan a little bit. I was going to do a nice gloomy, rainy day set for you, but we got lots of new stuff to get through. All the noise that's fit to play, brand new stuff this week, which we're going to focus on in the first half hour. Something that came across my desk yesterday. Richard Pinhas and Merzbow have finally gotten together. Two of the best known figures in electronic rock music, if you ask me. I don't know if you want to call it rock music, but Richard Pinhas, best known for his work with the French progressive rock band Helden. He is on noise guitar, effects, you know, that kind of thing. And then Merzbow is basically Merzbow on the laptop. And, yeah, it's actually quite beautiful at most times. Usually when I say the word Merzbow, people run screaming with their hands over their ears, and rightfully so. Probably the biggest pioneer in contemporary noise music of the last, well, maybe even 30 years now. My goodness. Yeah, we'll be hitting it. Yeah, since 1979. There you go. But Ambient Soundscapes, this is a double CD. They got together in France last year and just laid down a few tracks. Organic Power, they call it here. Organic Power, Raw Energy, and Human Emotion, a 21st century music that melds man and machine. And then afterwards, we've got the brand new Mogwai, and we'll be hearing something off of that. Two tracks, fairly lengthy. We'll be back to talk to you at the top of the hour. Right now, though, this is Richard Pinhas and Merzbow. a little something that gets the vote for best song title of the year. That was a little track called I Love You, I'm Going to Blow Up Your School. And that was, of course, Mogwai off of their newest one. On Matador Records, of course, The Hawk is Howling. Brand new this week, Mogwai. Before that, we had Submersbow with Richard Pinhas, and a very, quite a pretty ambient track, if you ask me. And it gets a little chaotic, but not the completely insane, ear-piercing stuff that we've come to expect from Mr. Masami Akita, better known as Merzbow. That is available on Suniform Records. Kaiko Line is the name of the track there, and Tokyo Electric Gorilla was the name of the song. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Luke Meat, and we're going to move into some different territory here. Something brand new from Montreal. We're about to hear Menace Ruin, The Die Is Cast. And their first album came out about 8 months ago. Definitely raised my eyebrows. Lovely mix between noise and, shall we say, black metal, and almost, shall we say, folk metal. I don't know. Either way, I really dug it. However, this new record steers them in a completely different direction. And we're almost talking medieval music. And this brings out kind of my inner goth, if you will. And don't laugh at me. And already American black metal bands such as Leviathan and Nocte Mysticism are paying tribute to Death in June by covering some Death in June songs, which is pretty interesting. Menace Ruin have taken one step further by doing an entire recording in the vein of that. Now, when I first read the press release, I thought it was nothing but Death in June covers, and I looked at the song titles. I'm like, wait a second, this is not Death in June at all. But, however, it definitely gives its dues to that great goth acoustic duo. This, without any further ado, this is from Montreal, some incredible female-fronted, I guess, I don't know what to call it. It's not goth, okay? But it brings out something in me that just reminds me of, like, I don't know, the girls that I was attracted to in high school that wore docks, and it was like, hey, let's sit on the side of your bed and talk about feelings and stuff. This is Menace Ruin with a lovely little track called Dismantling. We'll be right back.
The upcoming federal election is on October 14th, and it's important for students to have a voice. Your vote holds your leaders accountable for the decisions they make. Government decisions have a profound impact on student issues, such as federal responsibility in post-secondary funding, student financial assistance, support for childcare spaces, improving immigration policies, increasing affordable housing, and improving public transit infrastructure. So get informed and make your vote. Without voting, there can be no democracy. For more information on the federal election and on how to vote, please visit www.amsubc.ca.
Yes, indeed. Very important issue, of course. And voting, I already have. And if you can, I get to be smug and say, yep, I already voted on Saturday. If you can vote in advance, I recommend highly that you do. You can avoid the crowds. And yeah, you get to sit back and be all, hey, look at me. I'm a Democrat. Believe in democracy. I was going to say Democrat. I'm sorry. Wrong country. Anywho, what did you just hear in that last set? Well, there you go. Something brand new from Montreal, Menace Ruin, with an absolutely gorgeous track, if you ask me. It's called Dismantling. The name of the album is called The Die Is Cast. That's going to be on the streets next week. October 14th is the release date. And that's out on Alienate Records, one of the better labels that this country has produced, if you ask me, in terms of experimental and noise stuff. And then after that, two tracks that, yeah, you would have heard in my Walkman in 1990. The Cocteau Twins off of Treasure. Very important album if you're into anything involving the slowcore or shoegazer genre. Big influence on My Bloody Valentine's Loveless album. Very essential if you like anything ambient or beautiful. On 480 Records, you hear Persephone, and then one of the bands I'm not ashamed to like. I don't believe in guilty pleasures, but I don't slap this on when there's company over, put it that way. Sol Invictus off The Giddy Whirls of Centuries with Angels Fall. Right now we're going to get into some more kind of industrial stuff. One of my favorite albums from a couple years ago out on Constellation Records. This is an amazing, amazing field recording band by the name of Re.
microbe. We're at 8,000 feet. Perishing cold and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece, and the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
Well, the number is CITR UBC 101.9 FM. If you want to give me a shout, 822-2487 is the number to call. That's UBC CITR. If you like what you're hearing or if you hate what you're hearing, I just like hearing that you know and that you're out there. What you just heard in the last 10 minutes, great little field recording. The band is called Re. The album is called Alms. The track was called Orientalism as a Humanism. Great stuff. This record kind of went under the radar, unfortunately. Put out on Constellation Records. Definitely not for all tastes, but if you like, you know, your ambient soundscapes a la Hafler Trio or Zoviet France, definitely check that out. And I'm sad to say I got this one in. We got it sent to us at CITR. I listened to it. Went nuts. Went to Zulu the same day, and it was already in the used bin. So, there you go. Either way, you can save a pretty penny on it. Coming up in this next set, oh my goodness, was I ever pleased to see this. This is the number one album on CITR this week. And I don't think it's been since maybe the late 80s, maybe early 90s, that this band has held a number one spot at CITR. They're in town this month. This album's one of the best things they've put out and one of the best releases of the year. This is the legendary Pink Dots with Torch Song.
Thank you. there's a kite, and there's so much to fight for, so much to die for, so much to kill for, so much to hate, there's so much to break. God damn, for God's sake, we're damned, and I'm late. Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Some classic industrial, recorded 1981 there. Socialist Patients Collective, better known as SPK, off of Leichenschrei. I'd like to thank Hans Kloss for burning that for me last week, but I actually do own it on vinyl, and I forgot what a great record is, so I went into the vaults and pulled out my own copy. You're hearing Wars of Islam, that track is called. And then before that, like I said, the number one album this week at CITR, the legendary Pink Dots. The new one is called Plutonium Blonde, and that track was called Torch Song. Well, let's see what's going on at Fake Jazz tonight. Fake Jazz Wednesdays, as always, at the Cobalt Hotel, 917 Main Street. And this week is actually, I might even go to this one. I'm broke, but I might even check this out because, first of all, it's a chock-full bill of amazing, amazing bands. But it is a 7-inch release and a tour kickoff for Taskmaster. And so Taskmaster are going to be there. Flat Gray, who's always a good time. The Rita, Sick Buildings, and Griefer. Yeah, and it's only $5. So no reason not to go feel the noise. And as always, Cobalt, keeping it alive with Fake Jazz Wednesdays. And if you don't support the scene, no one else will. That's this Wednesday at the Cobalt, 917 Main Street, Fake Jazz Wednesday, as it is every Wednesdays. And they are branching out into the Western Front for Fake Jazz Fridays, I believe once a month. Always cool stuff going on at the front, so be sure to check that out. In that vein, we have a new compilation that I've been kind of going through the last couple of weeks entitled I Ate Your Legs, and it's out on Thankless Records. And we've been through a few tracks. There's quite a few bands that have played at Fake Jazz, you know, namely Shearing Pink's Nihilist Party, Stamina Mantis, Mattress, Hepatidal Wave, guys like that. And this set is no exception. We're going to hear something by AD and something by the Aerosol Constellations. This is all local, and I Ate Your Legs.
do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Certainly I am, yes. The Biltmore Cabaret, always a good time. Great room, low ceilings, great stage, good drinks. We're going to move on here. Stay tuned. At 1 o'clock, we've got the Afternoon Yak. We've got the Green Majority, hosted by CIUT, Canada's only environmental show. And at 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. I'm sure she'll have lots to talk about with the debate. And 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, a go-go. 5 o'clock, The Arts Report with Tracy. 5:30, Canadian Voices. 6:30 this week is Sam Scotch's Hideaway with Anita B. All CanCon all the time. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box with Julia and Caroline. And 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. We're going to finish up the show here, as we always finish up the show, with something off of the infamous Nurse with Wound list. And we're going to repeat something today, but I haven't played this in over a year. One of the rarest records I own in my collection, Right Through, by Mr. Ron Geeson. Ron Geeson, best known for his work with Pink Floyd, and the orchestrator and organizer of Adam Hart Mother, and also the solo album that he did with Roger Waters with Music from the Body. This is the one that went under the radar in 1977, and definitely one of the more experimental releases of that year. This is Ron Geeson off of Right Through with Doroplane Gets Its Blades. Thank you. Mr. Ron Geeson with his Right Through album, released in 1977, entirely on his own label. Back in the days in the 60s and 70s, you used to have to put the genre of music on your record so the record store owner or proprietor would know what kind of, where to put it, like file under classical, file under pop, file under this. He has the balls to put file under Ron Geeson. So there you go. You heard three tracks there. You heard Duroplane Gets Its Blades, Blades Spin Notions, and Motion Above Rhythiodor. Like I said, one of the rarest records in my collection. Hope you enjoyed that. And hope you enjoyed the show. That'll be it until next week. And until then, it's Luke Meat signing off saying, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Do people feel like making some noise tonight?